It's fine, fine for you between you're gonna really encounter all that money spent in a tournament setting, whereas it's more so for people that want to enjoy like rank play on the game or public matches, and they can use all their mythic weapons and character skins, whatever they've spent their money on.
Cristiano Ramos is the best Call of Duty mobile player in the country, or the continent, depending on who you're speaking to. And he says that high refresh rate displays are a massive benefit. Specifically, the ability to lock frame rate on a game. I've been playing COD Mobile for 3 days straight, ranking up to Elite Level V or 5, and using all the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4's gaming tools to get fluid frame rates. And I only kind of get this point. If you believe the marketing and the popular YouTubers, you'd think that high refresh rate displays on mobile devices are a transformative technology. High refresh rate or high frame rates makes the gameplay more fluid and you see every moment. Details like this are important, especially in a game where you need to time headshots. But your data connection is equally important to ensure that your controller inputs are relayed in real time. External controllers are banned in international competitions, by the way. CarryFirst just did South African COD Mobile players a major solid and invested in local servers which are based in Johannesburg. This has more than halved the latency. I managed to get a consistent server response time of around 42 milliseconds on Wi-Fi 6 from a 100 megabits per second RAIN 5G connection. Now, Mzansi's elite COD Mobile players aren't crippled by data connection to the game anymore, and that means frame rate advantages are really coming to play.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's obviously got, as long as, like they mentioned, you know, we're aspiring to, you know, hopefully South Africa or Africa as a whole gets a spot at COD Champs hopefully next year. So, you know, most of us are practicing now on mobile devices because a lot of people are playing on iPads, but once again, iPads are banned for those big tournaments. So, the Asus ROG phones, iPhones is also a very good option, local option, just very expensive, unfortunately. But, you know, if you don't want to go the whole route of ordering a phone from China or Amazon, an iPhone, the chipsets are actually very good. So, yeah, those phones we can use without a doubt.
Welcome to Unencrypted, a podcast that chronicles the rise, spread, and effect of technology from concept to consumer shelf through weekly chapters of 20 minutes or less. This week's knowledge bomb detonates now, but first, here comes the money. Here we go. Unencrypted is made possible by the good people at Advert, the technology company democratizing premium virtual display advertising for Africa. Do you want your brand baked into the stream of the world's biggest sports? Visit advert.com to request a demo and connect your message with the hundreds of millions of the continent's most passionate sports fans. That's ADDVIRTT.com. ADDVIRTT.com. And don't forget to tell them who sent you. Advert. Step out of the frame and into the action. The maths behind gaming frame rate will blow your mind. There's a thing called VSync rate, and that's the measure of the actual time it takes your hardware to update the screen. At 60 Hz, that means every single pixel is redrawn 60 times per second. The higher the resolution, the more pixels. This means that your VSync pulse rate is 16 milliseconds, because there's 1000 milliseconds in a second. At 90 Hz, it goes down to 11 milliseconds, and around 8 milliseconds at 120 Hz. That is a lot of compute power. And for handheld devices that rely on batteries, that's a lot of heat and power draw, which has always been the Achilles heel of earlier Samsung devices.
And what's been your journey into Call of Duty Mobile? Are you a player on Xbox or on PC?
Okay, so Lindsay, I started off my Call of Duty career on Xbox 360 on console. Obviously thereafter then it moved to PlayStation 4 when Sony and Activision obviously swapped over to PlayStation 4. And then, yeah, when Call of Duty Mobile came out in 2019, October, if I can recall correctly, I hopped on it straight away because I obviously enjoy the franchise. I'm very passionate about it, and I've always had a liking to mobile games, whether it be RPG or other strategy games, you know, those tower defense games, and I saw, wow, Call of Duty Mobile, I can play it, you know, with my phone out of my pocket, and I can play it wherever I want to. So I've been playing since the very beginning, the original season one of Call of Duty Mobile.
Is it the one-to-one conversion, or did you have to, like, pick up some new tricks to play on mobile?
Yeah, so Lindsay, obviously with console, as said, we play with a controller. With mobile, we just use our fingers. These newer gaming phones these days, they have built-in triggers. You can also buy the trigger attachments. However, most of those trigger attachments, those external ones, are banned for tournaments. So I thought to myself, you know, one day if we ever get a spot at COD Champs in America, I'd rather want to start practicing as I would be playing as if I made it to, you know, the main stage, the big stage. So, yeah, I think I would say more so my knowledge of the game, of the maps and how Call of Duty is played, helped out a lot more as opposed to other people that had never played Call of Duty, essentially, you know, leading up to COD Mobile. So, yeah, but, you know, in terms of shooting, you obviously, or the game done mechanics, you start off with your two thumbs, and then you basically progress to like a three-finger claw layout and then a four-finger claw layout. Some guys even go to six fingers, and it really gets crazy. Up until there, yeah.
Before the S22 family landed on our shores, South Africa used to get Samsung's home-baked Exynos system on a chip that always clocked the high-performance cores at a higher speed for better single-core performance over the equivalent Qualcomm Snapdragon SoC. But that delta came at a massive hit to battery endurance, because it means the phone uses more power at that faster peak performance and more heat. Exynos chips ran super hot and would shut down background processors, or, like my S21 Ultra did, would grind to a complete halt until the phone cools down again. I sold my S21 Ultra because it couldn't get through more than 25 minutes on a video call. Those Exynos processors also maintained the reference graphics processing unit, GPU, straight from ARM's design. They branded Mali. ARM is a company that designs the processing cores for mobile devices. Companies can license the finished designs or just the architecture. Apple licenses the architecture and designs its own custom silicon, which it uses in the Macs as the M1 series chips and the A series chips in the iPads and iPhones. Qualcomm also does a little bit of custom work on the processing cores, but it also uses its IP that it got from ATI Technologies in 2009 and builds its own GPUs. Calls these Adreno. That's an anagram of Radeon, the graphics cards AMD produces, because when AMD acquired ATI in 2006, it fully absorbed all of that technology.
Is there even room on your what phone are you using like at the moment? Like talk me through your COD Mobile, yeah, kind of device history, like from what you, okay, started on and what you're playing with now.
Started with,
yeah.
No problem, Lindsay. Okay, so Lindsay, when the game came out, I had a Samsung Galaxy Note 9. When the game came out, you know, there wasn't as much updates, or the game wasn't necessarily optimized, you know, to the extreme as what it is now. And the Samsung ran it quite nicely. Then I started doing some homework and figuring out, oh, wow, there's actually gaming phones out, you know, with Snapdragon chipsets and 120 refresh rate. And I was like, wow. And that really piqued my interest. So I managed to order the Asus ROG Phone 2 from China. And I used that for a while. And then the next year came by, and then I ordered the Asus ROG Phone 3. And then last year, I ordered another brand called Red Magic 6S Pro. All Android devices, but obviously it's got that Snapdragon chipset and the 165Hz refresh rate, which helps a lot. You know, some of them have built-in fans to help with the cooling properties. And currently, Lindsay, I just got the Asus ROG Phone 6 the Thursday, which was a day before I left to Johannesburg, because I'm from Cape Town. So I got it literally one day before the event on last weekend. So that was just perfect timing.
GPUs are great at drawing environments and processes that don't require any CPU logic. So the CPU loads all the maths inside the game and decodes the change in parameters that it gets from the data stream. Then it hands that information to the GPU to render the bits that you see and keeps updating only the changes that affect the logic. Think of it like this. The CPU gives the GPU the ticket sales numbers, the weather conditions, and the team sheets for a rugby match. Then the GPU renders the stadium from every possible viewing angle that exists in the game code. Then the CPU pretty much just runs commentary of the buttons you are pressing, and the GPU renders it live. The benefits you gain from all of this when you're not gaming is that the user interface is rendered at the same fluidity as the games are, even faster because there's no processing cap. But if you followed my horrible explanation, then you'll see that the handover between the CPU and the GPU and how fast the CPU can update its information are the major choke points.
Yeah. Through this, so Carrie First have invested a lot of money. They brought local servers in. How has this improved your COD Mobile experience?
Lindsay, it's been an absolute blessing. Just quickly, obviously we were connecting to European servers. So as we all know, the lower the ping, the better. So we were hitting right in the beginning when the game came out, 100 plus, 100 to 120 millisecond. Yeah, hitting up obviously just consistent European servers, playing against European pros. It wasn't fun at all. We were extremely handicapped, and that went on for 3 years. And then Carrie First came into the mix. They brought servers to South Africa. If I can recall, I think they mentioned the servers are in Joburg. So now the Joburg guys are literally getting 9 to like 15 millisecond.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Cape Town, the lowest I've seen. Basically, yeah. Cape Town, we're getting 30 millisecond, which isn't bad. I'm not complaining. Mm-hmm. Although double than Joburg, but a lot better than 90 and 100.
Yeah.
And Lindsay, you know, a lot of people stopped playing the game because I think, you know, their hopes had just died down that we weren't going to get service. Now, the influx of old players have come in now. New players have now joined the game. So it's just been such a great playing experience, you know, and obviously building up the Call of Duty community in South Africa.
Games are coded to put datasets into little buckets, and the CPU takes these buckets of information and stores that in the random access memory, or the RAM. It does this so it can quickly access that changing data when it needs it, according to the logical processes, and then pass the updated information to the GPU.
Now see, just like if you're playing on console or PC, the guys upgrade to a 144Hz monitor. I know they say the human eye can only see so quickly, but I promise you it really makes a difference. And these phones, once you obviously have the higher end flagship phones, you get settings within the game that allows you to play on that 90Hz refresh rate. It's called Ultra. That's the frames per second rate. It's called Ultra. So you can see just everything so smooth, the game moves so quickly, and obviously that accommodates, you know, as a player, how fast you can play. It really works hand in hand super well. That's why a lot of the guys, the South African market especially, they're still running on the older iPhones, which are capped at 60 frames per second, because the newer iPhones, I think it's the iPhone 13 Pro specifically, they've got this adaptive refresh rate. So it's not locked at, say, 120Hz. It refreshes according to, I think, the demand of the game in the moment, which can kind of suck, because 1 second your game is running extremely smooth with the FPS, and then the next second is dropping down to 60. So that's when the gaming phone come in, because then you lock the refresh rate at that, say, 90 frames per second, and it's consistent throughout. Some guys I know, Lindsay, they do like 5 hour gaming sessions straight with no break at all. Yeah, the gaming phones have got a 6,000 milliamp battery. So, I mean, and they've also got a feature called bypass charging. So you can plug in your charging cable. The phone doesn't necessarily charge, because then it, you know, it's conducive to heating. So it will just keep It will just run power to the device with no heating, and you can obviously play as long as your eyes can stay open, I guess.
Yeah.
Game consoles and PCs don't really need the same considerations that mobile phones have to make. I'm not expecting my Nintendo Switch to edit this podcast, for instance, but I do ask my iPad Mini to do that. So the processor has to be up to the task of packaging the final export quickly. Ditto for the ASUS ROG Phone 6, if I ever get one. The compromises these gaming phones have to make mirror those that the game manufacturers make for the mobile versions of the games.
Yeah, but can you be competitive without spending?
You know, I know a lot of the weapons are pay to win, as they say. You know, the mythic weapons, the variations, it's called mythic. But most of the times, these mythic weapons are either banned for tournaments or there's a gentleman's agreement between the two teams that are versing each other. Say, okay, we leave mythic weapons out of the equation and we just play with the base skins or maybe a common skin or a rare skin.
How do you rank to get into a tournament, or can just anybody enter a mobile tournament?
Yes, Lindsay, anyone can enter. Obviously, you know, Carryfirst now being hosting the very first LAN events now. I think also exhibitions. I know they had one at Comic-Con Africa. Fantastic. I really wish I could have made it, but flights are super expensive. So then I made sure that I was going to hit up this one now at Empress Palace this past weekend. Yeah. So yeah, a massive shout out to them, Lindsay. We've been waiting for an event, a LAN event, for 3 years, Lindsay. 3 whole years. And finally, they provided that for us. So that was fantastic. And then obviously ACGL, who facilitated the event, they've been hosting 2v2 tournaments, 5v5 team tournaments for free to the public. No ranking required. You just get you and your buddy, you sign up on their website, and you can enter, obviously, when they have the tournaments on the specific days.
Okay. But then to get like into the nationals or the international scene, you obviously need to build up quite the ranking.
Yes, that's true, Lindsay. So obviously, with in terms of the COD champs, for example, every year they've got you have to play 30 games, for example, and then you must make it into like the top 50 within a specific country, and then thereafter, then you make it to the next, like basically group stages, etc. But yeah, once again, unfortunately, Africa hasn't been giving a spot, basically like past stage one or stage two, to be able to further ourselves in that tournament. Yeah, then the ranking system will obviously work accordingly regarding COD Mobile Champs. Yes.
Okay. And then to boost those kinds of rankings, there you're just spending time and sometimes money.
Yeah, definitely. You would obviously then invest in maybe like the mythic guns, which are, they've got a different iron sight, Lindsay, for example, which, for example, there's like a red dot sight on a mythic gun variation compared to, say, a common bolt that's got like really terrible iron sights, which obviously doesn't help you to see so well. So you'll spend, say, a red dot attachment on a common gun, which will then obviously not allow you to lose out on another attachment where then you'd use on a mythic gun that already has a built-in customized iron sight that helps you see your enemies much better. Yeah. So it's definitely pay to win.
You see, that's what I thought.
So Lindsay, the nice thing about Call of Duty Mobile is that they cater obviously for the lower end devices. You just won't be able to download, say for example, the HD resources, and you won't be able to have that 90 hertz refresh rate. But then with those lower end devices, the game's accommodating to them. So you will still be able to compete. There's still some guys running like iPhone 7s, iPhone 8s, and they're holding their own relatively well. So in terms of a lower end device, which is a lot cheaper now for say a new person wanting to get into the scene and make a mark on the scene, I definitely think it's possible. You know, in terms of getting the name out, it's always good. I know TikTok is quite a popular social, you know, media outlet to get their name out, build their name up, because where's that now? Everyone's so familiar with each other in the tier one scene. You know, to give an opportunity to a new up and comer, it's quite rare. So you know, if they can start off the YouTube channel, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, build that brand for themselves, and then that will allow them to let the, you know, the bigger tier one teams in the scene put their eyes on them and give them that opportunity that they definitely deserve. Because I'm quite certain, Lindsay, there's a lot of diamonds, you know, among us in South Africa and Africa that we haven't yet discovered, that are I'm sure fantastic players that can really get to that level and earn that prize money and, you know, get the recognition that they deserve.
While PCs can enjoy super fluid frame rates because of their near infinite power supply and cooling, mobile games are limited by tiny thermal envelopes that can't really sustain much above 60 frames per second for long periods of time right now. But the ability to run at higher frame rates is a testament to how powerful these supercomputers in our pockets truly are. It's a shame then that server-side gaming is coming along to move the compute task emphasis from the user hardware to the cloud. That means that your next big purchases are going to be routers, devices with really good Wi-Fi antennas, and data connections are the new speed specs that you should be looking out for. But that's a story for another day. Thank you for listening.